Welcome back to Ride University. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. All right, so we're back. This is another segment for, workshop for Ride University. So if you're not familiar with Ride University, just head on over to edacmorgan.com. Click on Ride University. You'll have an opportunity to see the past videos that we have available for you. So Ride University, first of all, Ride stands for, as you can see, Returning Citizens Inspired to Develop Entrepreneurial Ventures. Powered by EDAC at Morgan State University, and we're funded through a grant from the Minority Business Development Agency. So as I spoke about earlier with the first set of videos, we have a number of topics that we're focusing on to really help you understand entrepreneurship before you really make that leap. And if you're already out there, I think some of these videos can help you out as well. So we started off with mindset. You got to get your mind right. Is this really something that you want to do? Are you capable of, well, everybody's capable of doing entrepreneurship. You just have to have the right tools in place in doing that. And then we went into identifying a problem in the marketplace and then finding a solution to handle that. So now we're in the section of marketing. So I'm just going to flip through some of these slides here. And again, you can go back to the first set of videos and you'll have an opportunity to see that. I'm just going to flip over to, we went over that last time. All right. So marketing. So marketing is how will you find them, meaning your customers, and how will they find you? All right. So here's our marketing plan. So finding customers and customers finding you. So throughout this presentation, I'm going to go over a number of items. Just not in any particular order, but here are some things that you should be thinking about as you think about marketing. So branding, I mean, that can include your business card, your colors of your logo, your mission statement, your vision statement, customer retention. I'm sorry, let's back up. Customer acquisition. I said no particular order, but anyway, customer acquisition. So customer acquisition is how do you go out and acquire those customers so they can generate sales for your business? And then customer retention. Now that you have these customers, how do you retain those customers, customer service and things like that? So I'm going to go through some of those examples. And then brainstorming, you know, research, what's happening in your industry? What's happening with your particular client, meaning that not just a one person, but them as a group? What can you do to really help them with a problem that they're having? So if you think about marketing, I know this is a busy slide, y'all. Think about customers. And I'm going to go through these and give a couple of examples. So customer discovery, well, the C, it actually spells out customers. Y'all see that? That's nice weather anyway. So customer discovery is all about what we talked about before. Now, going out and talking to other people about a particular problem that you have identified in the marketplace. Of course, use your website. If you don't have a website, you know, there are some free options out there. I use Weebly for edacmorgan.com. I think it's a really easy software to use, but just go into a search engine and type in websites and see what pop up. And you may want to find somebody who can do that for you if that's not your skill set. And we're going to talk about that next month when we talk about management. Same thing with social media, interning. So right now we use Instagram because we know that's where people are, Instagram. The influencers. You know, these are people who you can give your product or your service to, and they can help you go out and market it, if you will. So think of a commercial with, you know, let's say LeBron is doing a commercial for Nike. So kind of think of that as an influencer. Own your content. So right now, everybody has a story. So maybe as part of your marketing, you create some type of ebook, blog, or podcast. And the podcast could be something like what I'm doing here. You can use Zoom to do a 10 or 15 minute podcasts. You don't want to make them too long unless you got a lot of content that you're covering. Media, you know, getting media to look at you. So that's more external. Email marketing. Yep. Email marketing is still alive. So if you go out to a networking event, you know, make sure you collect people's information with their permission, though, so that you can email information of relevance to them. Referrals, you know, word of mouth. You know, you do a good job, you want to ask individuals for referrals. And then strategic partners, who can you partner with? You know, one of the things that we're doing with RIDE, we're partnering with the Returning Citizens Magazine to put articles and to do this. So that's a strategic partner for us. So here's some channels to acquire customers. I'm going to leave this. That's why I left it up so you can kind of take some notes. It's a lot that you can do as it relates to finding customers and customers finding you. I would always say that you want to direct people back to your website so that they can make a decision, a purchasing decision. So I know social media is out there. I know email is out there. However, you want to make sure that you're directing people back to your website. All right, so I'm going to do a couple examples. So webinars. So this is a webinar. This is a webinar that we're offering at no cost. So whatever your expertise is, whatever problem you're solving, you know, you could do a webinar. One-on-one meetings. You know, if you have a network or you're looking to do business with somebody, ask for a one-on-one meeting and share your story. Share your story about what your solution, what problem your solution will solve, what solution your problem will solve. Of course, storytelling. You know, storytelling is all about telling your business, meaning telling about your business, not all your business, but telling your business. Public relations, you know, sending a press release out to somebody. And again, if you don't know anything about a press release, I would just do a search quickly on Google, or just send me an email at omar@edacmorgan.com, and I can assist you with that. Yes, people are still doing direct mail. So there are some direct mail services out there, but watch the costs, because that can get expensive with envelopes and postage as well. Of course, flyers and postcards, you can do that, send that out to individuals. And then product demonstrations. So maybe you're online and if you have a product, you can do a demonstration online on how it really works. So here's some additional ones, and I'm going to leave this up here. I'm not going to go through all of them. For individuals who need a phone number, Google has a Google Voice. So if you go on to Google and type in Google Voice, you can get access to a Google phone. As well as if you do Google Alerts, you'll find out, go to Google Alerts and type in, let's say, t-shirt industry. You'll receive t-shirt industry results back to your email. However, be careful, because it will pull every and anything that relates to t-shirts, and it will flood your inbox. So you want to be real specific on what you're looking for. And of course, Google has a number of other platforms as well, like Docs, documents that you can use, like a word processor, a spreadsheet, things of that nature. And then if you're looking for a office space, I would look at, depending on what you're looking to do. I mean, if you're providing a service or a product, you may want to look at a co-working space. I use the one here in Baltimore, Maryland, called the Cube Co-working. So you can just type in Cube Co-working, and they're right off of Hartford Road here in Baltimore, Maryland. But here are a number of resources that you can use as it relates to you doing marketing. Now, this can be overwhelming. So remember these SMART goals? Remember these? So you need to go back if you don't remember. I did a workshop on this. So as you think about all this, you need to figure out which one are you going to tackle first, so that you're spending your time wisely to bring in resources to help you out with your business. All right, so let me kind of move ahead. So I would start with goal title. So if I'm looking to, goal title is customer acquisition. My specific goal is I'm looking to acquire 10 customers. Measurable is when I reach 10 customers, I know that I've reached my goal. My actions, I need to go back to some of those marketing strategies and figure out which ones work best for me. Will I do the work? Will I hire other people? You know, what are those actions to get that started? And then what resources do I need? I mean, if I'm gonna hire somebody, I'm gonna need access to capital. What I need a location, you know, kind of think about resources, what resources you would need to serve that particular goal. And then when will I complete this? I want to have this done within 3 months. So those 10 clients, I didn't say it here. So let's just say I want to acquire 10 clients, each bringing in, let's say $5,000. All right. So what's that? $50,000. So you got some work to do, you know. So I would start off, I will look at these here, these strategies under finding customers and customers finding you, and figure out which one or two that I can look at to help me acquire five customers to help me out with my business. All right. So that's the marketing part of it. It's really about you going out, finding customers and customers finding you. And don't forget, we have the Breakthrough Podcast. You'll hear some of what I've talked about on past episodes of the Breakthrough Podcast, Discovering New Pathways. We air 3 episodes last Monday of each month. It can be found at edacmorgan.com. You can follow us on Instagram at RodSmallBiz, and more information can be found at edacmorgan.com. So next time, we're going to focus on managing operation. Until then, continue to improve. Continue to improve and progress. I'll see you next time. Peace. This is Mixed Media Production.